is this Clothfield Williams?
No, this is her husband.
Oh, hi. Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just know your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you. I know it's a still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely going to vote if I'm alive.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
I'm sorry?
I'm black.
Oh, yeah. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And may I also know your age?
My age, 70.
70. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first issue is making college more affordable. How would you rate this issue?
10.
Okay, thank you. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you so much. And what about improving K through 12 education?
10.
Thank you so much for your answer. And what about reducing substance abuse in our communities?
Reducing what?
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Okay, and do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same in white communities?
Worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting better.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. And the options are heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. The next one, marijuana and other cannabis products. The next one, opiates and fentanyl. The next one, cigarettes. Next, vaping. Next one, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, or alcohol?
Cigarettes.
Okay, cigarettes, thank you. And which other option would you select?
Alcohol.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Also, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes throughout cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to ask you your rate, your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first product is e-cigarettes or vapes. Would you say very familiar? Sorry?
Not at all. Not
okay.
Familiar at all.
Okay, thank you. And what about heat, not burn tobacco products?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And the last product, oral nicotine pouches.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to give you additional information about the smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. So smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The reasons are more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restriction and bans, introduction of the smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up. Which one would you choose?
Cost of smoking gone up.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm gonna have to go now. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. It's okay for you if I call you back later tomorrow?
Yeah, to tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your help, and I will call you back tomorrow. Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.